This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
U.S. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland has announced the designations of 19 new National Historic Landmarks commemorating the importance of the sites in America's diverse history. The new landmarks span the country, with sites in Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado, California, Washington, Wyoming, Iowa, Michigan, Washington, D.C., Maryland, New York, and New Hampshire. Secretary Haaland said, "As America's storyteller, it is our privilege at the Department of the Interior, through the National Park Service, to tell our nation's history and to honor the many historical chapters and heroic communities that brought us to where we all are today. These newly designated historic landmarks join a list of the nation's premier historic and cultural places, all of which were nominated through voluntary and locally led stewardship. A National Historic Landmark designation is the highest federal recognition of a property's historical, architectural, or archaeological significance, and a recognition of the dedicated stewardship of many private and public property owners who seek the designation. While the National Park Service maintains NHL listings, most are privately owned. The new National Historic Landmarks join more than 2,600 nationally significant places that have exceptional value in illustrating the history and culture of the United States." The Montana State Parks Foundation recently received 109 acres of land in north-central Montana through a gift from American Prairie and plans to donate the parcel to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks to establish the Treasure State's 56th state park. The Montana State Parks and Recreation Board approved the acquisition of the 109-acre parcel near the confluence of the Missouri and Judith Rivers. The future Judith Landing State Park will provide public access to the Missouri River and is steeped in history. Megan Bucking of the Montana State Parks Foundation described the importance of the site. Bucking said, "It began millennia ago with the indigenous people who inhabited that land for generations and generations. Important treaties were held there, and following that, there was also a dinosaur discovery, the first military camp in Montana, and it was also an important stop on Lewis and Clark's journey west. The buildings at the Judith Landing site were once part of the historic PN Ranch, one of the state's first and largest private cattle ranches. Development in the new state park will include perpetual public access to the land, interpretive opportunities to the public related to the surrounding historic district, expanding the state park system in a portion of the state with limited access to state parks, and recreation opportunities, including camping, wildlife watching, hiking, access to the Judith and Missouri rivers for fishing, boating, and floating." The Bozeman Fire Department is about to achieve a goal that's been 5 years in the making, becoming the first fire department in the state of Montana to achieve accreditation from the Center for Public Safety Excellence. The agency will recommend Bozeman Fire for accreditation status, meaning that the department meets criteria for service, response times, and a variety of types of response. Fire Chief Josh Waldo said he's proud of the work that's been done to get the department to this position. Chief Waldo said, "It forces us to evaluate everything we do, from our training, our hiring, the way we respond. It's going to put a better product out on the street, and that's really what is most important to the citizens and the services we provide."
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.